Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem of the Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslotti.
Yesterday, after a marathon 12-hour floor session, the Montana House of Representatives adjourned for the day, and the clock ran out on the attempt to pass House Bill 465, a bill that would have allowed men who believe they're women to use women's showers, restrooms, and locker rooms. We end each of these broadcasts by reminding you that your input makes a difference, and make a difference you did. We identified 10 key legislators and asked you to leave phone messages urging them to vote no on a possible blast motion. Thousands of phone calls flooded the Capitol, and legislators bowed to your wishes. This was an all-hands-on-deck team effort. Montana Family Foundation sent emails to our constituents, and our government affairs team spoke one-on-one with legislators. Radio stations urged their listeners to call, as did the Family Research Council and the Family Policy Alliance. The Montana Pastors Network also got involved, as did numerous other policy groups and churches. Despite their best efforts, House Democrats and the ACLU could not come up with the votes necessary to pull this bill out of the House Judiciary Committee. The wall held as your calls continued to flood into the Capitol switchboard. Then, at 7:25 p.m., the window officially closed and we knew we had won. There would be no more chances to pass this bill this session. And with that, Montana joined our neighbors in Idaho and North Dakota who recently killed similar bills. In fact, a bill like this has not passed in any state since 2009. State legislatures are rethinking the issue, the courts are becoming more conservative under President Trump, and people are realizing these types of bills were a solution in search of a problem. Along with House Bill 465, several other bad bills died with the start of the transmittal break. Senate Bill 105 was a backdoor attempt to place sexual orientation and gender identity as protected classes in Montana Code, as was Senate Joint Resolution 1, the House and Senate Joint Rules. Both attempts failed. Senate Bill 225 is a huge bill to rewrite major portions of the probate code, and we found portions that would have redefined the word parent, the word child, and would have redefined the parent-child relationship. We were able to get the offensive language stripped out, and we'll make sure it's not reinserted later on in the process. There were also several political practices bills that would have severely hamstrung our ability to communicate with you, our listeners, during the election cycles. They violated several parts of the First Amendment, and they're now dead as well. In all, it was a good first half of the 2019 session. Yes, some good bills died, and we'll talk about those in our next broadcast, but for the most part, we're well positioned for the second half of the session. The best part of the week came as legislative leadership announced an extended transmittal break. The Senate adjourned on Wednesday and won't be back in until next Thursday, and the House will adjourn today and will reconvene on Monday, March 11th. That means we'll also take a break, since no legislature means no legislative action to report on. Our next broadcast will be Monday, March 11th. Until then, for the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslotti reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.